Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this. Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
Superior Livestock is the largest livestock auction in the U.S., and they're proud to present the Week in the Rockies July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, offering 260,000 head. Contact Superior at 800-422-2117 to get your buyer's number or for more details.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about our livestock futures. After a few days off, getting back to business here this morning.
That's right, Dave. And we go all the way back to Thursday. Our live cattle closed mostly positive, but the feeder cattle closed on the negative side. The CME cash feeder index saw a big downside on Thursday, down $3.63. We saw our cash cattle in the feed yards last week trade $2 to $4 higher, with the highs being in a range of $150 to $153. Now, we saw choice box beef Thursday, $2.17 lower. Selects were down $1.21 on a movement of 128 loads. And the cattle kill Thursday, 113,000 head. The lean hog futures close with some triple-digit gains. On the close Thursday, August live cattle, 15 cents higher. August feeder cattle were down $1.05. And August lean hogs, $1.52 higher. Don't be surprised this morning. We might see a higher cattle opening as we're seeing extreme pressure on our grain markets this morning.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's talk about these grain futures here this morning, and a big change going on as the pits actually going to close. Just live trading starting today. Just electronic trading is all we're going to be seeing in the future after the open this morning.
That's exactly right, Dave. As our pits were seeing virtually no action for a long time now, ever since electronic trading started back in the 90s. And electronic trading is going to be the only thing we have now in our grain and soybean complexes. We will see, as Dave was saying, some changes made. Today will be the start of our closing time in the grain and the soybean complexes at 120. Instead of the standard 115, it will be 120 now when our grain and soy complexes close at the CME. Now, we saw wheat, corn, and soybeans trading closed mixed back on Thursday ahead of the three-day weekend. For the week, last week, September KC wheat gained 23 cents, December corn gained 35 cents, November soybeans gained 44 cents for the week. Trading overnight has been negative with double-digit downside in the wheat, corn, and soybeans. Profit taking is pulling the grain prices lower this morning as the weather has become a less threatening situation and the funds have backed away from their buying spree. At the moment, September KC wheat down 16 and three quarter cents, December corn down 9 and a quarter, November soybeans down 19 and a quarter cents, December cotton 74 points lower, August crude oil down $2.40. The September dollar index is 54 cents higher. September Dow Jones futures 149 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. Now, we'll visit with you again tomorrow and look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.